Immigrants who are new to Roaring Fork Valley schools often come from warm tropical countries. A partnership at Basalt High School aims to help students understand this new environment.
Okay, welcome to Snowmass. I'm sorry, it's so windy.
Liza Mitchell from the Roaring Fork Conservancy greets 25 students from Basalt High School near the campground lift at Snowmass Ski Area. It's unseasonably warm and windy enough to shut down the Elk Camp gondola. The high schoolers pile off the bus in jeans and sneakers. Only two of the 25 students have been to a ski area before. These students are part of Basalt's Newcomers Program, which provides sheltered instruction to kids who have only recently arrived in the United States. They're at the ski area to study snow science as part of a year-long class focused on climate. Mitchell asks the students if they remember why they are here today.
Recuerdan que vamos a estudiar hoy.
La nieve.
¿Y qué de la nieve? What about the snow?
Snowflake.
The density.
The students race into the snow, veering off trail and sinking to their hips, laughing and playing. This introduction to a totally new environment is a major part of the day's goal. Teacher Eric Vozik explains that this high alpine field trip at 10,000 feet is about...
Today, I mean, a little of the science to see that what we've been doing in the classroom has real world application. The laughter is always a key that they have exposure to this world.
Mitchell hands out shovels and shows the kids how to dig snow pits.
You take this vertical, straight up and down, and then pull back.
With their principal and teachers working right alongside them, the kids punch through a couple feet of snow and examine the layers. Then they pull samples and melt it down to figure out the water content. As Mitchell works with students on this Friday afternoon, she hopes that the common language of science can serve double duty. On one hand, it's about concepts like climate, snowpack, and water supply, but Mitchell says science can also help bridge a cultural divide.
100 milliliters is 100 milliliters, and a density calculation is a density calculation, whether it's in English or Spanish.
At least one native Spanish speaker is catching on. Eric is 16. He's originally from Honduras and has only been in the United States for 2 months. Today, he saw a ski area for the first time and learned that there are layers in snowpack.
Cale la nieve de abajo.
Remember the word for densidad?
Sí.
In English, it's density, right?
Density.
And then he's off to test the snow in his first ever snowball fight. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.